safe to assume all who listen to these messages speak the English language. So why do we frequently not understand one another? 2020 presented a number of infrequently used words that quickly became everyday household terms. Consider pandemic, COVID, PPE, essential worker, ventilator, remdesivir, Pfizer, Fauci, and more. As current events unfold, we will always have new words to learn, yet there are many standard words or phrases we can rely on to do the job of communicating our emotions. I have been fortunate to receive kind, encouraging words from many of you. Now please, this next thought is not a solicitation for you to reply to me. But if you haven't spoken this kind of language recently, I encourage you to make use of your vocabulary. There is someone in your circle who could benefit from hearing, "I appreciate what you do," or a simple thank you, or "I'm here for you." Get the idea? I know I did not need to tell you. I know it is not new. Just a thought of how we can end this year on a high note as you lift someone else. Remember the song, "He's Not Heavy, He's My Brother"? Well, you can do the heavy lifting with words. Thank you for allowing me to share with you these past 6 months. As we close out this year, there are many who have suffered, many we have lost. Some were world celebrities, two were less famous, but known by many of you. Franklin and Marilyn Caltagirone. They never had the chance to hear these recorded messages, but I know they would be talking about them to all their friends. It would be so nice to tell them about the feedback I receive, if only we had 2 minutes more.